Well, hello guys. Now, here's a newly renovated kind of garden that cost £12,000. Allegedly. And apparently this is a fire pit as well, that hadn't been installed very long. And just before the fire, they said they heard some whooshing sounds, like gas escaping. And it's the Femon telling the story afterwards. And she speaks about her partner, but I got a funny feeling her partner is Femon also. So when it caught fire there drastically, they both moved away, I guess. But there's no mention of them trying to put it out. Anyway, got some footage here of the fire. And the Femon's talking over it, but I've put different sound effects in, like a fire maybe, more interesting. Then the Femon was going on about insurance, of course, and whether it would be covered. And she put it on, I guess, Instagram or something, and a lot of people kind of said, looks like an insurance job, or why don't they have a garden hose there, or even an outside tap that they could have put it out. Anyway, there was quite a few negative comments, and she said, and they all were from men. So this Femon obviously hates men, so she's probably a feminist activist. So it wouldn't surprise me that her partner is also Femon. But here's another comment from a male. Who hooked the unit up, the fire pit? Was it a professional, or did they just do it themselves? Because it sounds more like a faulty installation than a faulty product. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Of course, if this Femon and her partner hooked it up themselves, they're never going to admit that. Not now. Because Femons can't take any accountability, can they? But two brains are better than one. Well, not when it's Femons. I've seen one Femon guiding some other Femon trying to park in a tight space. I mean, it was quite hilarious to watch. And in the end, the Femon never got parked. She drove around the block to find a different place. I mean, I'm just saying. You take it easy, fellas.